Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Iowa's Final Four game against UConn was the most watched women's college basketball game ever, with 14.2 million viewers, beating the previous record by 14.2 million viewers.
I think that was sexist, wasn't it? Was it also racist, Michael? And that's the real question here. That was, I think that violated the ethic of Pound Me Too. Whatever happened to Pound Me Too? Remember Pound Me Too? And Frank Sinatra's illegitimate son, Ronan Farrow. They were all over that for a minute. You know why that died? Because they found out it was almost always them. The Democrats abusing women. You know, the Democrats kept women from getting the vote for about 20 years. Republicans, the party of abolition, that is to say, abolishing slavery. The Democrat Party, the party of keeping slavery. The Republican Party, the party of giving women the vote. Before, what was it? Hillary Clinton was doing a Suffragette City thing just the other day.
She has a musical,
Suffs. Oh yeah, she's got a new musical because she's a very musical person. She's nothing of the kind. It's all a lie. It's all a big fraud. It's like the Soviet Union. Yeah, Suff, that's short for a Suffragette City, kind of urbanized, you know, Suff. They just say Suff, you know, like sup and stuff, you know, thing like that. But we got that going. And there is nothing feminist about Hillary Clinton, actually. She's coattails all the way. Really, what has Hillary Clinton earned? What has she done? What she contributed anything to the world? I really don't think so. There was that eight-month-long bombing campaign of Libya when she was our chief diplomat. I remember that well. We came, we saw, he died. Remember that? That was her. She's funny. She's a funny woman. All right. So terrible, terrible stuff. They did keep the women's vote from happening in the United States of America for about 20 years, for really about a generation back then. The Democrat Party fought against women getting the vote. And then you got this Pound Me Too thing. The pound sign and then me too, pound me too. And how did that go? How did that, well, there was a beginning, a middle, and an end to that. Am I right? And they found out it was like Matt Lauer. Where in the world is Matt Lauer? We had a Matt Lauer sighting over the weekend, as a matter of fact, because it was very exciting for the Democrats. I don't know what's wrong with them. But Don Lemon, the former CNN anchor, any of the one who said maybe a black hole came down to Earth and sucked up that airliner over the Indian Ocean, the Malaysian airliner. He thought maybe it was a black hole that did that. Not a bright man. Not a bright man at all. But multi-million dollar. What do they pay him? $23 million, I think, to go away and to be quiet. But he can't go away and he can't be quiet because some people have issues and he is one of those people. Now, Don Lemon got married over the weekend, and you may remember Matt Lauer was fired by NBC Fake News because of all of the abuses he had perpetrated against women at NBC News and at NBC headquarters in New York at, 30 Rock, 30 Rockefeller Center. And it turned out everybody knew that Matt Lauer was a total pig for years and years and years. They all knew that Harvey Weinstein, the big-time Hollywood director, was a complete pig all those years, sexually assaulting and abusing women for decades in Hollywood, just like Matt Lauer, just like Bill Clinton, just like Anthony Weiner, just like so many Democrats. So this Pound Me Too thing, this became very fashionable for a minute. And then they discovered, well, this really is, you know, in the end, if anybody in the media wrote about this or reported honestly about it, then the whole world would realize that we are the pigs here. And the Republicans are not nearly the pigs. There's an occasional Republican pig, certainly, but it's not as commonplace as it is in Democrat Party circles because, well, they're the Democrats and they're pigs, you know. Why do they, it's, you know, like the old saying, why do they say men are pigs? And the answer is Democrats. You know, that's the thing. I've been saying for years, why do they say men are pigs? And I said, because, you know, men are pigs, kind of pigs. Not everybody, of course. I'm not a pig, for example, but, you know, and there are many of us who are not pigs, who are perfect gentlemen, who are raised properly by mothers, who are women, and all of that. But never mind that. So Matt Lauer resurfaced of the Pound Me Too movement, right? And he showed up for the wedding of Don Lemon. Isn't that great? Don Lemon got married. Don Lemon is a gay man, of course, and he married a man. He's a white man, which is racist. And so Don Lemon, who's African-American and left-wing radical and not a journalist and not a smart man and not good at anything, Don Lemon marries Tim Malone. Tim Malone. As his disgraced A-list friends, Matt Lauer, Alec Baldwin. Remember, he shot and killed that woman. Does that qualify as a Pound Me Too violation? Just shooting and killing a woman on a movie set, does that qualify? Because it wasn't sexual in nature, but, Alec Baldwin. So Don Lemon marries Tim Malone as his disgraced A-list friends, Matt Lauer, Alec Baldwin, and Jeff Zucker. Look on. Now, he likes to say Zucker like hooker, not Zucker like beep. That's what he likes to say. That's not me. That's him. That's a true story. Don Lemon marries Tim Malone, and they had in New York City, Don Lemon has wed longtime fiancé Tim Malone in a glitzy New York City ceremony, attended by several of his disgraced former A-lister pals. Don Lemon, 58 years old, tied the knot. We don't need that kind of detail, do we? With Malone, 40, on Saturday at Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church. They just don't care about anything at that Presbyterian Church in New York, do they? Nothing at all. They have the 10 suggestions. The 10 suggestions. The ceremony took place a half decade after they got engaged and the same day as his fiancée's birthday. That couldn't be more exciting for all of us, I know. Alleged sex pest broadcaster Matt Lauer. He had a button underneath his desk in his big corner office at 30 Rock. And he pushed the button and it locked the door to his office so women couldn't get out, so they couldn't escape. And he'd chase them around like the Marx Brothers. And he had a closet in there that was filled with sex toys that he said were from episodes they had done on the Today Show. But everybody knew that to be a lie because he's a liar. So alleged sex pest, that's very polite from the Daily Mail. Because he was an abuser of women for decades at NBC, and NBC knew all about it, just as they knew all about Harvey Weinstein, just as they knew all about Bill Clinton, just as they've known all about these guys they've protected over the years. Fired CNN boss Jeff Zucker and accused killer Alec Baldwin were among the illustrious attendees. Can you imagine Alec Baldwin going to Don Lemon's wedding to some guy? The grooms were seen beaming as they exited the church carrying their three beloved dogs who were part of the occasion. The couple cut dapper figures, they're writing here in the Daily Mail, with coordinated tuxedos in different shades. Lemon sported a green velvet jacket, which tastefully complemented Malone's navy. And then they marched down the sidewalk in New York City, and of course videos were made as the two of them marched along with little dogs that are microwavable, and they're waving hankies, and there's a New Orleans jazz band. It was kind of like a New Orleans funeral. And they're waving hankies, the two of them. carrying these small dogs. And, you know, he gets news and excitement because he's a former newsman, and it's all a terrible television show. The whole thing is a terrible television show. There's Jeff Zucker, like Hooker, and he's there. And Alec Baldwin was there, but according to initial reports, he did not shoot anyone. He didn't shoot anyone while he was there, which I know a lot of people were hoping for. Because, hey, I went to a wedding, Alec Baldwin was there, and he shot this woman. You know, now that he's learned he can get away with it, he can just blame somebody else. Hey, somebody else gave me this gun. What am I supposed to check it or something before I point it at people and pull the trigger and shoot them and kill them? For the love of... just crazy.
Don't be disrespectful to people, or not respectful. Disrespectful, I think, is not actually a word.
He's a multi-million dollar news anchor. That's your Democrat Party.
Walking there. Around with your ass and your underwear showing is not okay.
Sure, that was him. He was having his Bill Cosby moment. And then he drugged, and we'll leave the rest out. Just amazing. You're a Democrat Party. They are not on our side. All right, let's go to another telephone call, Michael. The news of the day is overwhelming. Yeah, so the Presbyterian Church, New York, Don Lemon and Tim Malone. And then who was there? Well, you know, disgraced former A-listers, Matt Lauer, Alec Baldwin, Jeff Zucker, like Hooker. Just amazing. Also, we got a Democrat. NBC News found this Democrat in Kentucky. Kentucky man admits to faking his own death to avoid paying over $100,000 in child support. Jesse E. Kipf, K-I-P-F, Kipf, 39 years old, admitted to creating a fake death certificate for himself using stolen credentials from a doctor. It was like an illegal alien thing or something. According to a plea deal filed late last month, but a Kentucky man, he's now admitted faking his own death. Because he was trying to get out of paying $100,000 in outstanding child support to his wife, as you might expect, according to a plea agreement filed in federal court. Jesse Kipf pleaded guilty, one count of aggravated identity theft. He stole his own identity. And one count of computer fraud, U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Kentucky. On March 29th, according to a plea agreement, Kipf addressed the Hawaii Death Registry System. It's like Barack Obama's birth certificate. In January of 2023, using the details of a doctor living in another state and created a case for his own death. He then assigned himself as the medical examiner for the case and certified that case, which resulted in Kipf being listed as deceased in many government databases. Sure, there he is. He's kind of a bug-eyed guy. He's not one of the good guys. That's pretty amazing stuff. You're a Democrat Party. Now he's in big trouble. He should, you know, the ex-wife, he's it's kind of stealing, you know. Big trouble. But we're falsifying documents all over. Oh, millions and millions of illegal aliens are falsifying documents every day. Don't kid yourself, for the love of Mike. You know, everyone has an IRS story, and IRS stories rarely end well, do they? This is an urgent message for you. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, the IRS recently announced increased collection activity for the 2023 tax season, especially with the deadline looming right now. That means that the IRS is going to be engaging in aggressive, heavy-handed actions, levies, liens on your property, wage garnishment. All just around the corner if you owe the IRS money and haven't yet filed your taxes. With former IRS tax attorneys and expert tax professionals, Legal Tax Defense is gearing up for this activity to help protect you. So call them today. Don't procrastinate. Call 800-472-0467 and take advantage of tax relief programs, the Fresh Start program, For more than 10 years, Legal Tax Defense has helped save taxpayers just like you millions and millions of dollars in back taxes and owed taxes. So call them now to get qualified for your tax relief option and put an end to the tax problems that you have today. Don't be a victim of the IRS. Call the experts at Legal Tax Defense now. 800-472-0467. 800-472-0467. Find them online at LegalTaxDefense.com. Yeah, and the big eclipse today. Don't forget the big eclipse. Could be the end of everything. Either that or it could be an eclipse like every other eclipse that you've seen in your lifetime. They're kind of fun. I hope it's not cloudy where you are. Hey, I've got the Times for you coming up on that big eclipse. And Donald Trump on abortion. Big video he released today. That's coming up.
We're going to have to blow up the entire system.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Got a bad mood rising. We got the eclipse today. The moon is going to get in the way of the sun and block the sun, but only for a couple of minutes. Don't panic. Don't freak out. Be okay. It's not the apocalypse. Won't do much of anything, really. But I mentioned earlier that I did go find, and I just found him this morning in a big bowl I got in Vietnam. My solar eclipse glasses, my best girl and I, we had solar eclipse glasses for the August 21st, 2017 eclipse, which we saw here. I've never seen people make such a big deal out of being in the 100% zone. I think this is a first. I've never seen that before. But our solar eclipse glasses from 2017 had the date on them, August 21st, 2017, and they have today's date as well. The last solar eclipse and today's solar eclipse, both on the frame of these cardboard, folding solar eclipse glasses. But I found the two pairs today, which makes me happy because we're going to be in different places, my best girl and I. And we only had one pair at home that I picked up last week at Newsmax TV. But That's good. And here, I mean, I guess what time are we? We're going to have like 3:20 something. They have this swath across the country, across the United States, Mexico, and then the United States, where you're going to have 100% total eclipse, right? And there are songs about that stuff, aren't there? There are all kinds of songs. When do they do these songs about the solar eclipse? What's this lady that sings this song with the total eclipse of the sun? It's,
Bonnie.
Yeah, it's Bonnie. Who doesn't know Bonnie Taylor and her big hit, The Total Eclipse of the Sun, and all that stuff? Because everybody knows this song from long ago. Because they got all your song stuff going on. And then we got that, You're So Vain. You're So Vain. Carly Simon. You walked into the party like you're walking on two yachts. You took your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see a total eclipse of the sun. Didn't want to be down here where it's just like 80 or 90%. Had to go to Nova Scotia. Except the eclipse today. It's the sunshine. It's the, the moonbeam of my eye. There are... There's that, what's her name again? Bonnie Tyler had a big hit with Total Eclipse of the Heart. It's not a total eclipse of the sun, it's a total eclipse of the heart.
Upon a time I was falling in love, now I'm only falling apart.
Now she's only falling apart.
There's nothing I can do.
It's nothing.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Total. It's complete eclipse of the heart. Bonnie Tyler. I'm sure she's very happy.
Once upon a time, huh? I was lying my life.
Yeah, today she's very happy. Yeah, because you hear her songs playing all over the place. Doesn't come up very often. It's not like a Christmas song or a New Year's song. You know, an eclipse only comes along every so often. And then, you know, there's, you know, You're So Vain. That's supposed to be about Warren Beatty, right? And You're So Vain, you probably think this song is about you. And it was always a fun line. When I was a kid, I remember this song, and the lines are kind of catchy, and you can actually understand what she's saying and stuff. And she sang... presumably, again, about Warren Beatty. You took your Learjet up to Nova Scotia. That's all the way up in Canada. Because there's a total eclipse. And I was a kid. I was like, well, what kind of other eclipse is there? Isn't it always a total eclipse of the sun? And I guess apparently not. And it depends on where you're standing, too. But it was a big song. Vain. You're probably going to Don Lemon's wedding. You're so vain. You're probably going to Don Lemon's wedding. So the big eclipse is today, and they're fun. And it's apparently I remember from grade school there was an eclipse, and we used to. That, you know, they'd take this cardboard box and put a pinhole through, and you'd watch, and all the kids would go out, and it was fun. It was in a science experiment, and you got to real things happening. The moon moves in front of the sun, and it's not the dawning of the age of Aquarius or anything. It's just a solar eclipse. But we would go out and as kids, and we would watch the eclipse in school. And now schools, not all schools, but a lot of schools around the country, they're closed today. Or they've got liberal leave, which means that liberals are in charge and you get to leave. And probably just drop out and never come back because you're not learning anything anyway. You're just being indoctrinated. But never mind that right now. A lot of schools, including around here in the Washington metropolitan area, schools have said, well, yeah, the kids can stay home. And then you can do whatever you want for the eclipse because we're not doing anything because it's too complicated for us to do anything about the eclipse, right? Now, it's happening, again, coming up out of Mexico, naturally the west coast of Mexico, and it comes across Mexico, then it comes into Texas, and then, Oklahoma, and it sweeps across the country until it exits in Maine and Canada out that way. And there's a festival on the Mall. There's a festival on the Mall for the eclipse here in Washington, D.C. But the eclipse peaks out in Dallas, Texas, local times now, 1:40 p.m. That's about 2:40 Eastern time. And Little Rock, Arkansas, 1:51 p.m. And Paducah, Kentucky, 2 p.m. Indianapolis, 3:06 p.m. And 3:13 p.m. in Cleveland, Ohio, 3:18 in Buffalo, New York. So you see how this is working. It's a moving target. Burlington, Vermont, 3:26 p.m. And here in Washington, D.C., where I am, so it really does depend on where you are, obviously, and all that stuff, but the solar eclipse in Washington begins at 2:04 p.m., where I am and where my best girl is. 2:04 p.m. is when the moon begins to clip one edge of the sun. And don't forget to get your eclipse glasses because, you know, everybody's told you, Hunter, your regular Ray-Bans aren't good enough for the eclipse, because don't do that. So the timing is kind of fun. I think this is pretty interesting stuff because it's science and it's the sky. I'm really big on the sky. I like the sky a lot. I always have. Now, in D.C., the moon will start to cross the face of the sun at 2:04 p.m. And in Washington, 89% of the sun will be obscured by the moon getting in the way of the sun. 89%. So we're at just about 90% when it comes to being in the path of totality, man. Path of totality. Now, the peak in Washington, D.C. is 3:20 p.m. 3:20 p.m. So it begins to obscure the sun at 2:04, and it maxes out at 3:20. At 3:20, the moon will be obscuring 89% of the sun, so it's not 100%, but it's pretty good. And then the moon will shroud the sun for fully for about 4.5 minutes, 4 minutes and 28 seconds. You know why we know all this stuff and can predict it? Because of the patriarchy. You're welcome. And the entire eclipse actually ends when the moon exits the path of the sun, and the total exit will be at 4:32 p.m. So 4:32. It begins at 2:04. It ends at 4:32 in Washington, D.C., and the peak is at 3:20 p.m. Now, where are you going to be for all that? I think it's kind of fun. This is fun stuff. And, you know, I got to tell you, people are traveling all over the place to go to Maine and to go to Oklahoma and to go to Texas and some to Mexico to be in the path of totality. And then something weird could happen. It could be cloudy. And if it's cloudy, you're not going to see anything, you know, depending on how cloudy it is, of course. But there are people who are going to have traveled to be in the path of totality, and then clouds are going to come in because it's the weather. Now, the Democrats, I shared with you a story of a mayor of a town in Michigan, and he had and it's in the path of totality, so people are expected to gather there. And at least one local resident, a Democrat voter, went to the mayor and told him to stop the eclipse from happening because he figured Democrats have that power. They kind of say that they have that kind of power, that they're going to, you know, change the weather, make the weather better. That's what they say. Isn't that crazy? So, the eclipse. Now, what else about the eclipse? That's about all I have to say about the eclipse. It's, you know, it's a thing. I always thought they were great. And there's probably only one when I was a kid, right? I haven't looked up to see how many there have been since I was born. But I certainly remember at least one when I was a kid in school. And now hearing that they're sending kids home from school because the schools don't want the liability and the responsibility, and kid will go home with a burned retina and they'll blame the teachers, and we've gone mad as a culture in so many different ways. Yes, we have. Now we have that, the coach, don't we? The lady coach of South Carolina, which, you know, they played good basketball yesterday, but I wanted Iowa. I'm not gonna fib. I wanted Iowa. I'm an American from the Midwest, and I think that it was a lot of fun to watch. Who watches women's basketball? You know, as the jokester said on the late night TV on Friday night, you know, they had a record 14.2 million people watching the women's college basketball game the other night. That was the University of Connecticut and Iowa matchup, which is a rematch of last year's championship game and all that stuff. But just amazing. Let's go to the South Carolina women's basketball team, the college basketball team. Dawn Staley, S-T-A-L-E-Y, not Stanley, but it's like Stanley without the L. But this is kind of amazing. South Carolina basketball coach Dawn Staley says transgender athletes, quote, should be able to play, end quote, in NCAA, left-wing radical media, very excited about this. And she was asked about it on Friday. All right, Staley's team defeated North Carolina State on Friday, advancing to the Women's National Championship against the Iowa Hawkeyes. A South Carolina Gamecocks, that's their actual name, the Gamecocks. And for short, they just call them, what do they just call them? The Cocks, that's what they call them. It's true. The South Carolina Gamecocks, led by Staley, undefeated all season long, and they played amazing basketball. They're playing against Iowa, the Hawkeyes, and Caitlin Clark, who everybody likes, and that makes it kind of tough for the other guys. But the coach was asked by OutKick reporter Dan Z. Zakshke, and whether Staley supports transgender women, which means men playing in women's college basketball. And unfortunately for her, she gave a very, very poor answer. Dawn Staley, coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks, the ladies' basketball team.
One of the major issues facing women's sports right now is the debate, discussion topic about the inclusion of transgender athletes, biological males, in women's sports. I was wondering if you would tell me your position on that issue.
Don't answer. Don't say anything.
Damn, you got deep on me, then.
Damn, you got deep on me there, and somebody else in the room was giggling a little like, you know, here's the correct answer, Don. I've got to say that's an important issue for another day. Right now, we're focused on the championship game. We're focused on staying on top of our plan. And you deflect it that way. This was prime time. She needed a media briefing on this before she went out there, and she should have been prepped for this long ago. But Dawn Staley said, "Boy, you got deep on me there," She's writhing here, but then she decides she better try to answer the question. And this is, she's trying to be nice. She's trying to do the right thing. But the left trapped her. The Democrat Party trapped her. Now, Dan Z, with OutKick, is, you know, he tends to lean common sense, so he's not a leftist. He's a normal person, pro-American, conservative, and Dan Z. So, well, you know, what do you think about men? And, you know, what's a biological dog? Oh, you've got a biological dog? This is one of my I'm still trying it out over here. You got a biological dog? My dog is a biological dog. What does that mean, he's a biological? It means he's a dog, right? Well, why do you say biological dog? I don't know. Why do you say biological male? Because a biological male is a male. A biological man is a man. And whether you put him on a women's basketball team or not, he's still a man. And so here comes, she got trapped. And I don't think Dan was trying to nail her. He's just putting the question because the Democrat Party has done this to women's sports and to Title IX and to the United States of America and to gender and to our culture and our society because the Democrat Party is mentally ill. But she wasn't done. This is where she got herself in trouble.
I'm on the opinion of
what?
Of
on the opinion of? You're of the opinion? What are you? What do you think?
If you're a woman, you should play.
If you're a woman,
you consider yourself a woman or and you want to play sports or vice versa.
Or vice
you should
versa.
Be able to play.
Or vice versa.
That's my opinion.
If you consider yourself a woman, then you should play. If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, I mean, if sports want to play you, if you consider yourself a sport and you want to play women, what's the vice versa? I don't know what the vice versa is there, but okay. But she was trapped and she didn't know enough media training to deflect and say, listen, we're focused on the championship game. Want to keep my women focused on what's important here. But thank you for your question. Let's get to that after we've won the championship. You know, that's how you handle that. But instead, if you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play the game. So if you're a man, so wait a minute. So you've got Michael Jordan as a college senior, and he wants to play women's basketball. Right? Shaquille O'Neal is playing college ball, and he wants to play women's basketball. But they consider themselves to be women. Therefore, they should play in women's sports. Is that what I'm to understand here? Big mistake, big gaffe, big screw up. No media training and not good on her feet. And you heard her choking and gagging and I don't know what to say. And then she said the worst thing she could have said. If you consider yourself a woman, if you have a mental illness, you should play women's college basketball. But they're men. I know your team is called the Gamecocks, but come on. Big, big mistake. Big gaffe. She should come back. In Washington, they get to revise and extend their remarks. And she should come back and revise and extend her remarks. But this is what the left has done. The left, and I'll bet a dollar she votes Democrat, Dawn Staley, but the Democrat Party did this to her. It's their fault. Women, men, what's the difference, honestly?
If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play.
Now, the lady, what's the nice lady? She's the coach of the Iowa team. She was asked by the same reporter the same question, and she deflected. Yeah, Lisa Buter. She deflected when she was asked the question. She did the right thing. She did the smart thing. And I was like, yeah, I'm working on other things over here. Know what I'm talking about? More. Now, in Washington, D.C., on the Mall, the National Mall here between the monuments, the National Science Foundation is having a big event for the eclipse, hosted by the National Air and Space Museum, which is great, and between 4th Street and 12th Street on the Mall. And that's great stuff. I think it's fun. Everybody should have fun with the eclipse. And I hope you didn't travel hundreds of miles to find cloud cover where you're going. That'd be a real bummer. It really would. Now, there is big news, and the National Review Online has the news today, day of the eclipse. The Vatican with the Pope in Rome and everything. Vatican declares transgender surgeries, surrogacy, gender theory, threats to human dignity. Got a photograph of the Pope there and at Palm Sunday. The Vatican declared Monday that transgender surgeries, surrogacy, and gender theory are threats to human dignity, breaking with the progressive approach to social issues that Pope Francis has adopted in recent years. In a 20-page document titled Infinite Dignity, the Vatican argues that these practices are comparable to euthanasia, which the Democrats are very much in favor of, or abortion, which the Democrats are very much in favor of, as violations of God's plan for human life, which Democrats are opposed to. The declaration, 5 years in the making, was signed and approved by Pope Francis, who ordered it to be written and published. So imagine that. Sounds almost like the Catholic Church. That's pretty wild. I'd enjoy the big eclipse today. It'll be a lot of fun. Don't look right at it.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.